Okay, good morning, everybody. I just want to finish up today. I'll take a little while, a few minutes, to finish up the sugya of the priest question, priest of Samach whether it's the Raisa Dabbanan, and then I'll say something relating to Halacha and the Sedra. I'll make a separate recording. But anyway, on the issue of the priest of Samach, so we know we have a pasuk in the Chumash, which is darshan in a couple places in the Gemara. Vizartim is which Targum Yonason actually inserts into his translation of the pasuk there in Parshas Metsora, Parak Tesor, pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Asparshun Minasheon Samachavestan. He interprets that as part of the pasuk. When the Gemara has a drosha, he needs the Samachimol Beis and Amisachus and Shulis Yichlesam Beis that there is a requirement Sheyifreshu Minishas Sheyif Neiso Sheyifreshu Minishas Sayim Samachavestan. So we were discussing yesterday. What the nature of that obligation is? Is that actually a chiyuv d'oraisa, or is that just a chiyuv d'rabbanan? And the problem with saying d'oraisa is that we assume that vestas are d'rabbanan. So how do you get vestas d'rabbanan to begin with? So how do you have a chiyuv d'oraisa to parish some of the vestas? So we had different opinions in the Rishonim. Yesterday we saw the Ritva and the and others who suggest with the Ra'o and the Berakha Bias. I suggest that there's a certain period of time, some of the rest, maybe a half hour or something closer prior to the arrival of the period, that's the rice, and afterwards all their bottom. And then we had some sheet that the whole thing is not smacked to begin with. Right? The other extreme, that the Enochanami, the Azhar, the Meiso, so you pursue, and they're saying, some of the rest, and it's altogether a Darbonne. The whole thing's only, only not smacked. And we discussed the Gemara in the Yavamos, which may impact our discussion, because the Gemara in the Yavamos says that a man should be with his wife before he goes on a trip, even Samach Levestan, Samach Levestan of his wife. And if you hold that the priesthood is somewhere is a Chiv Deraisa, how can we suspend this Issa, this Din Deraisa, for the sake of the person being with his wife before he goes and such? If all things on their bottom, good, not a problem. Then we had a man of Tom, gave a teretz that the whole definition of that Gemara is not talking about actually having attachments with her, just other types of activities and divor and sons, in which case he has a whole different yes in that Gemara. It's not talking about some of the best at all. It's talking about Ishtamida. Okay, that's what we discussed yesterday. I just want to finish up this discussion with an important point, which you know you can then plug into the different Rishonim. Again, we saw some Rishonim said the whole thing is on the right. The Ravid most notably said the whole thing's only the Rabbanan to begin with. The Ran also, right? The Ran on the Rif and Shruas. Look, it was a source 21. He said that it's got to be Avada. It's the whole thing's a Rabbanan anyway, because his language is very concise. Look in 21. The Ran on the Rif and Shruas, the top Aleph and the Beis, the page of the Rif and Shruas. So he says, V'hai v'hizartam asmach to be almehi. The whole common on the Vestas Rabbanan. He put the two and two together and gets four, right? He said, Vestas Rabbanan. So obviously, this whole din of Prisha Samal Vestas is also Rabbanan. Okay? And furthermore, how could we possibly allow if Yotzel Adarach? If you're not dealing with the Rabbanan in the first place, with the right, so how could you allow it? So Vada Kirikasvin. And then we had that interesting sheet in the Ritva that we finished off with yesterday, who said that the whole thing is not, it's telling you, it's based on a Pasuk in Eo, that should be with his wife, and you know, the haftacha, Kadosh Baruch will see to it that, Kadosh Baruch will see to it that, she won't get her period at that time when you're with her, and so if you do what you're supposed to do. Okay, it's a little unusual way of learning. And he also quotes from the Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi, that's Ramah, that's, we had that from the Nemuk Yosef, I think, earlier, right, that it's talking about something different altogether, it's talking about waiting, he shouldn't leave, he shouldn't depart. You know, if it's some of the Vestas, you should wait a certain amount of time before leaving. Okay. Anyway, what I wanted just to finish up with is a sheet of the Rambam. So let's turn now to 24. That's where we were. All right, the Rambam Paskins Hilchos Yisur Abiyah Paragdal Alech Yud Beis. We've seen the Rambam before. But also lo adam sheyavol ishto samach levesta. Right, there's an Isser, right? The Rama forms an Isser to some of us. Shema, tear it down, Bishas Tashmish. You can't try and chop a Ryan. Her Vesa's time has arrived. So, very likely she's going to get a period. She might not, you never know. But she's very likely going to get it. And therefore, Asaladam Shema, at least to some of us. Shema, tear it down, Bishas Tashmish. And Emar, Bizaratim is made some to Muslim. The Kamo, so how long? So, Im Hayadarka, Liros Biom, Asalasham, Shatulas Yom. Now the Rambam doesn't weigh in on what is Daraisa Darabonan, but Mistimo Soshan Rambam sounds like it's a Chiyuv Daraisa. Right? He quotes a pasuk, Zeshenemar. You know, so he doesn't exactly punch out that we're dealing with the din d'oraisa, but he does say that it's shenemar. However, the Magid Mishnah on that Rambam, 25, Perek Aleph Beis, right? So also la'adam lavo ishto and so on, and he quotes the Gemara. Neither, right? Vizayt to mishmeis from tumasam mekanam rabiosha. The Gemara true is as he biyomir wanted to biyosha, whatever it was. Okay, and he quotes that, and at the end he writes. Uperek chi, it should be eighth parak, it should be yisbar ma'un yanavesu v'sham nisbar shehem midivrayim. The Magid Mishnah points out that later on the Rambam will tell us that he paskin, and we saw that the vesu is the rabbanon shehem midivrayim. The kevin shekain says the Magid Mishnah poshut kevin shekain poshut who shezar Yisrael in the Torah either el midarabbanon across machlo yamo. That's like the Ram. Right? It's obviously a vesu is the rabbanon, so the pasha says, and so is this. You know, the Rambam doesn't say it. He says it's Darabana. He means it's Darabana. So says the Magid Mishnah. However, Reb Chaim Brisker in the Chiddush of Chaim Alev and the Rambam, not Rambam, Perek Daleth, Chalei Beis, we saw part of this already, tells us not to. And I'll remind you of that important point that he makes. He says, 26, Achenir Mavur B'das Rambam, the Sirile, the Hodar Min Devesis Darabanan, Ein Perusho Dechol Yisod Hadin Shalkriyas Vesarach Medivrayim. Let's recall, says Reb Chaim, what Vesis Darabanan means. It doesn't mean the concept that a woman is koveya and a chazaka. We discussed this also. Isn't the chazaka and kol tarkula always a din d'oraisa? So says Reb Chaim, when we say vestis drabana, it doesn't mean that the idea that a woman is expecting or period that this is called eis nidasa. Okay, that whole concept is drabana. That a particular time, once she's established a pattern, these in these interval days, or these in these days of the month, whatever the vestis, or these in these physical symptoms, whatever they may be, that gives her vestis. That now she is expecting her period, okay? She's expecting to see done. That's a din d'rabbanan. No, that's for sure d'oraisa. Ain't perusha the chol yisod adin shel kriyas vesas rak midivrayim. U'midoraisa lo chal din kriyas vesas klal. Okay, but rather no, midoraisa there for sure. Even if you hold vesas d'rabbanan, midoraisa there's a concept of being koveya, a concept of a chalos, if you will, in that terminology, a chalos of kriyas vesas. Okay, he brings rayas and so on. Okay, if you look down the next paragraph or four lines down, says Reb Chaim, the hodavir the vesas d'rabbanan who rak leinyan hatuma, the sheet of vesas d'rabbanan is with regards to declaring her tummy, and hence usher to her husband, the concern that if her vessel comes and goes, okay, and she didn't notice that she saw any time, the question of whether we have to assume that she actually got her period and just didn't notice it, that's the rabbanon, right? That issue. In other words, the chashinan derosa, that we have to suspect that maybe she did have a riyas dam, just as we said, and she didn't see it, or whatever, she didn't feel it, but there was a riyas dam. That's the din d'rabbanan. The d'oraisa, lo talinu l'meim or sherosa, those who hold vessels d'rabbanan, we're not going to say in HaTorah that she's, now he doesn't talk about here the different definitions of d'oraisa d'rabbanan. You know, the rice is vada and then the rabbanan suffering, or the rice is suffering and then the rabbanan is less than that. Okay, I don't, you know, we spoke about that already at length. But Reb Chaim is saying, the rice lo talin lemeimer sharosa, aval eina chanami diim rosa. But if she did, you know, she did see dam at her expected time, mikri zeh sharosa b'shas vesta gam midin tara. That's me the rice that she's kovas once again that time. As a time of her period, the etzem achalos shall kriyas vesas. What in Torah says the Reb Chaim? That's not subject to any discussion. That's not a machlokas with the rice of the rabbis, the rice of the rabbanim. The idea that when she sees dam, she's kovas that this is a time that's called eis nidosa. And if you remember, okay, we said this even in the Rambam with the 7:11, 7:11. But the Rambam says that if her yom vesas comes in the quote-unquote 11, that's not going to be Ziva. That'll be neither again. Because the definition of Zava was what again? Low es nidasa. It's Torah's language, right? Below es nidasa. If she's expected to get a period on day X, and that day X happens to 11, no, you start the 7. So you can have 7-11, 7-11, 7-2, or whatever, or 6. Okay? And then you start over. We mentioned that. No, we said that. So that's the point. That is called es nidasa. That's a deraisa concept. Okay, that's the raisa. Etzem chalos shel kriyas vesas midin Torah. So now he writes as follows, the last part of the printed Nisimchan, print the whole thing, it's a longer piece, but you can read the piece, but it, you know, the essential points for us are here. The last paragraph in 26. Ume'ata harei shlomar, the hadrosha devizartem, hidrosha gemura binin tara. The Rambam would hold, you have to come on to what the Magid Mishnah learns, that whole drosha on Esmachta, but the Rabbi learns the way the Ran and others learn. No, drosha devizartem, hidrosha gemura binin tara. The afal gav devestis darbonon, even though you'll hold, that's the bonnet. The Hare Ikar Hadin de Vizartim, who should tzarch lifrosh, b'mokom, sheyucha lovel, edei tumah v'neida. What's the din d'oraisa? That he shouldn't be with his wife at a time when she's likely going to become a neida, right? Vizuhi mitzvahs hazara uprisha. That's the din of prisha. Remember, it's not Vizartim, it's Vizartim he goes at hazara, right? Nazir, like Nazoru. Removed, away. Vim came, came on the Iker Kriya Savesa Daraisa, Nihid, but over Vesta, Kama on the Vesta Darabonon, the Lochashin Larasa. So true, we pass in Vesta Darabonon. So if that time goes by, that the period of her Vestas goes, the day of her Vestas goes by, and Shaitaka didn't see anything, so then Vesta Darabonon, we don't have to assume that she saw. Or according to, we don't have to assume in something that she saw, maybe. Right? That's Vesta Darabonon. Right, Vesta Rabbana means that if the time goes by and she didn't see anything, so now we don't have to assume, we certainly have to assume Vada that she saw, and perhaps again, depending on how we learn Vesta Rabbana, we don't have to assume something that she saw, nothing. Okay, lo chashinu, avo mikol mokom, b'shas Vesta atzma, okay, harei b'chol, efshalios roa, but at the time of the Vestas, she is classified doraisa, as this is the time when she sees. B'chayel alzeh, chovas hazara, and that's exactly when he has to separate from her. So it's interesting. He probably means some of that. That's the language of the din is samach levesa. So now, but you may say samach is the half hour. Go back to that. Okay, I don't know on that. Okay, and he said v'achayel alzech chovas hazar prisha midim torah umistimus l'shama who didn't torah. Not like the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam said he quotes a pasuk. Shenamar. I said a pasuk. We never saw anything else. You didn't know anything about. You read that Rambam. You'd say right away. Oh, he quotes a pasuk. It must be the Raisa. That's the stimus l'shana Rambam. So in HaTorah, there is a chalos of kriyas vesas, okay? And therefore, midoraisa, this is labeled eis nidasa, eis, yes, eis nidasa, not lois nidasa, but yes, eis nidasa. Therefore, we now have a din, the husband better stay away from her that day, or that unit of time, because she may well see, and then that's the din of Izarta, okay? And then Nedi U.S. yesterday, that would be very good with the sugin in Horius, okay? It would be very good with the sugin in Horius. Right, that's the assay, so that we can stay away from that time. That's a chiyuv prisha. So even though Vesta Tarbonan, I mean, at Torah, she's, we'll say Vesta Tarbonan, so therefore she still has the Cheskes Tara she didn't see, and you don't have to therefore suspect that she did see. But Lamaisa, during that time slot, that's the Doraisa of Kriyas Vestas, okay? So that's from Chaim. And he says in a couple other places, I mean, in Hilchos Matan Mishko Moshe, Paragim Alachotes, 27, the Tumas Vestas, which is called Komodivari Sofrim. Okay? That's Medivari Sofrim. And he lumps them all together with those other Tumas of the Darbonim. Okay? And the same thing in Perk Ches, Halach Yadalim. The Chain that the Magid Mishnah was referring to. Remember the end of the Magid Mishnah, look at the end of 25, he says, Perk Chi, and it should say Shmini, Yisbar, that it's a Medivari. So here it is, it's Perk Ches, Halach Yadalim. We saw it. V'chein isha shiros adam machmas mako, sheishol mako, or afo pi shiro b'shas vesta, hi tohor v'adam tohor, shavvesas midivrayim. Okay? Shavvesas midivrayim. Kemo sheish bar. Milchato mishka, like it says in Matam Mishka Moshe, back in the 7, par gimel al-chotez there. Okay? So therefore, since vesas midivrayim, so then we'll rely on the chazaka that she was a tohorah. Okay, and even in the Shas Vestas, if we have something else to be told, I'm like, I'm not going to tell it. Okay, I don't go any further than that. But you get there, Chaim. So I think it's an important thing to throw into this mix. The this of Chaim, everything works out very well. Okay, there's no problems. What was our whole problem? Our whole problem is how in the world can you say that it's that the Chiyah Prisha Doraisa Vestas Darbonon? So Chaim says, remember what Vestas Darbonon means. Vestas Darbonon means, are we choshish that she saw? And if she didn't notice that she saw the day of the Vestas, that's the Rabbanan. Okay, so we're not Choshesh. Either we're not Choshesh Vada, we're not even Choshesh, certainly not Choshesh Vada, maybe we're not Choshesh even Sophie. That's Vestas the Rabbanan. But it's got nothing to do with the fact that that period of time is Kavua Doraisa. There's a Chalos of Kriyas Vesas. And we'll get that. That's Reb Chaim. Finally, there's the Noda Behuda actually says it. He comes at it from a different direction, but it comes almost out to the same thing. Okay, very sharp, I think, very interesting Noda Behuda. There, it comes again from an unusual place. There is a Gemara, famous Sugi in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin, okay, on Daf Chof Chesanav, 29. Mishnah in Gittin says, Hamevi get. Okay, somebody sends a shliach to deliver a get. Vinicho zoken ochola. Okay, the man who gave the shliach the get to deliver to the wife, he's old, he's sick, and so on and so forth. He's not doing too well. Okay? And by the time the shliach gets to whoever the woman is, who knows? Maybe the guy died already. We don't know. And again, you didn't have communication, the instant, you know, messaging and text and everything else. They said, well, you know, yeah, the shliach had to travel, so it took him a couple of weeks to get to wherever the woman was. It could be the guy was in pretty bad shape physically when he left, but okay. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah, no sane law, b'cheskes shehu chayim. We assume the status quo. We assume he was alive when he gave her the get. He was alive yesterday, so I assume he's still alive today, a week or two later. He wasn't in good shape, but that's the situation. Similarly, bas Yisrael hanasul kohen. If you have a bas Yisrael who marries a kohen, of course she can eat truma. Okay, because she's the wife of a kohen, she can eat truma. The halach ba'al medina sayam. Her husband, the kohen, went traveling someplace for business, whatever it is. Okay, forget about the issue now. The kohen's not supposed to go to Israel. I'm not going to that now. He leaves. Okay, he leaves and he goes overseas. Can she continue to eat truma? Who knows what happened to him? He's been gone for a month and a half. Who knows what happened? Maybe he's dead. So ocheles betruma becheska shukaim. She may continue to eat truma as the wife of a kohen, assuming he's still alive, unless we have information otherwise. But barring any information otherwise, so she can eat truma. And hashaleach chatos of din hashayom. Okay, I have to bring korban chatos, so I appoint the shliach to bring my korban chatos. I'm overseas now. I appoint the shliach to bring my chatos. So we have a din that chatos shemesu ba'aleh, right? The korban chatos with the baal or the owner of the korban died, so you don't bring it. Okay, here you give it to shliach. Well, who knows what happened? Right, the interval, intervening time, the time I gave this guy, what happened to me? You know, till he gave to Yerushalayim during the chatos. Nevertheless, makriven osa becheska shukaim. In all three of these cases, we assume the status quo continues. Plain English. Status quo continues. All right? Unless we have information to the contrary, we assume the status quo continues. All right? Rashi explains, 30, there in Gittin Chof Chesem and Aleph, nosa becheska shukaim. Velo chayshinan shema meis ubito ubotel shukhuso. We don't have to assume, oh, maybe the guy died. And therefore, the whole shlichus was canceled. We don't have to assume that. Okay? That's the famous Sugin Chulim. And if you're right, we follow Chazaka. How do we know? We have all kinds of riots. And we know Chazaka works and so on and so forth. However, it works. Okay? You remember the, you know, by Taras Abayas. That's one of them. You know, you learned Chulim. Some of you remember, you know, the coin goes to the house and he sees all the markings on the wall. So you have to knock him. And he's got to get out of the house first. He doesn't pronounce it tummy till he gets out of the house. Otherwise, he's stuck. He's tummy, right? So he goes out of the house. Well, maybe they all disappeared, you know, by the time he got outside before he made the pronouncement, they all disappeared. It's just, one of the riots. Anyway, bottom line is, there is a riot, there is a chazaka, and therefore, in all these cases, the woman who sends, the man who sends his wife a get, or the kohen who goes overseas, or the person who sends his korban, right, as Rashi says, the next Rashi, at the top of the back page, okay, you can't bring in the korban, you have to let it, die. Okay, so in all these cases, we assume the status quo. So the Gemara, and that means, that's a Mishnah. In getting the Chof Chas on us, the Gemara asks, 1 second, okay, Urminu, Hareze Gitech Shua Achas Kodom Nisoso. If a kohen gives his wife, and says, I want this, I give you a get, right? And this get should go into effect 1 minute or 1 hour, whatever it is, before I die. So says the Gemara, Asura Lechol B'Truma Miyad. She's not allowed to eat Truma immediately. Why? Because no one knows when they're going to die, for sure. Okay, nobody knows. So at any given moment, this right now could be it. I could die in a minute from now. I can die an hour from now, a day from now, whatever. Nobody knows. So therefore, there's a possibility that this get is in already chal, right? That this get is already a valid get because who knows? The guy may die in an hour or a minute or a day or whatever timing, right? Asur lechot from yad, says Rashi. So 32, there in Gittin Chof Chesman Aleph. Asur lechol bas Yisrael and asur lekohen shachas b'shul asur miyad. The chol shaita chashin and achshav yomus alma chashin lamisa. So in this case, we are afraid he's going to die. And the Gemara says in this case, this brisa, we say that she better stop eating truma immediately because Yitaka may die. Before we said lamisa lo chashina. Right, the Mishnah said that we can carry on whatever we're doing. Okay, you know, can deliver the get, or she can continue to when he goes overseas, or the chatas can be brought, you know, in the name of that Baal, on the assumption that they're still alive, because when we sell chashina, we don't have to assume that the person died. Yet over here, we're saying, oh, she better stop, if he gives her the get, he says, hariza gitech, you know, 1 hour before I die, well, she better stop eating chuma right away, because any minute, he might die. It could be, you know, he could die today, he could die tomorrow, he could die 50 years from now, but we don't know. Okay, so therefore, we better stop. So we are choshish for Misa. That's the Gemara's kasha. So our answer is in 33, in the very bottom of Chesronav, going over to Amar Beis. Rav Amar, Shema Meis, lo chashinan, but Shema Yomus, chashinan. We're not concerned, okay, that maybe the person did already die. That's the case in the Mishnah. In other words, the get can be delivered because we're not choshish that the Baal, in the meanwhile, did die. And the woman can continue to eat truma when her husband's overseas because we're not choshish that maybe he did die in the meanwhile. And the chatas can be delivered because we're not choshish that maybe the Baal did die. That we're not afraid of. But Shema Yomus, that he may die, yes, chashina. Why? Why such a chiluk? So Rashi spells it out. Again, Chav Ches on Beis this time in Gittin 34. Shema Meis lo chashina. Dukminon achazoka sheinichu chai. Okay, there is a chazoka. The guy was alive. True, he may have been sick. The guy was alive. Okay? The man who delivered, who asked the shift to deliver the get, or the coin who went overseas, or the man who asked the shift to bring his korban chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, they were alive. So the chazok is the person's alive. Okay? The guy calling shop when there's some cave and shalom girsha in an SRS, LMK mace. Okay? And therefore, the coin went overseas. All right? He didn't ever divorce. He went overseas. So she's mutter to continue eating truma unless we know he died. And we are, and the chazak was he still alive? Avozu she no son laget amanashi yachol shachas chomis also l'shema yomos miyad vada chashilin the lo merala lechazaka b'hachi. The concern that he's going to die doesn't weaken a chazaka. What does it mean? Okay, to explain it, there's a difference between when we're looking at the past and we're looking towards the future. Okay, when looking at the past, so we employ the chazaka of. That he's alive. The chazaka de mikara, the last known information, is alive. Okay? And therefore, we can assume that that chazaka continues. Unless we have information otherwise, we assume that the chazaka, that he was alive, is still in place and he's still alive. Okay? That's in terms of looking to the past. But projecting to the future, lemaisa, this man is going to die. Nobody lives forever. There's no chazaka that he's going to live forever. There's a chazaka that he's alive, and therefore we assume he's still alive now. Good. We're not saying he's still alive now, but he's not still alive now. He is. But he said, this get is yours, almanah, or whatever, shvichal, an hour before I die. Well, there's no chazaka that he's not going to die an hour from now. He may live another 50 years, but there's no chazaka. He's going to die, right? You just don't know when, okay? So everybody eventually dies at some point. So there's no cheskas, there's no chazaka is not weakened. There's no cheskas chayim forever. So therefore, and at that point, since he's going to die, we're choshish, maybe he's going to die now. Maybe he'll die in 2 days, 2 days from now. Maybe he'll die in 2 years from now, and then 52 years from now. In a hanami. But we don't know, so therefore, Shema Yomos Hashina. You follow the chiluk? When looking backwards, we extend the current chazaka. There's nothing that weakened the chazaka. The guy was alive now. There's no reason not to extend that chazaka. But in the other direction, yeah, we'll extend the chazaka, but he's not going to live. There's no chazaka he's going to continue to live, right? Everybody dies at some point. He may die right away, or he may not die right away, but we have to be choshish, and therefore, l'shema yomos chashina. Good. Based on that, the Nodeh Bihur comes along, and based on this Gemara Nida, the Gemara says that that's the chiluk over here in terms of our situation, okay? The issue of Vestas Daraisa, Vestas Darabanan, is the machlokas about Vestas Daraisa, Vestas Darabanan, says the Nodeh Bihur, is did she see Dom or not? Right? The day of the Vestas arrived, she didn't notice anything. And now we have to be concerned, did she see or not? Okay, did she see or not? It's projecting backwards. Okay? And she, That's with regards to the Chiyuv Bedika, right? The Chiyuv Bedika. And she didn't do the Bedika. So there we're projecting backwards. And we're saying, so if we say Vesis Drabanan, so that we don't have to say that there's a, you know, that she Vadai saw. Okay? There we can say that the Chazaka, the Meikar, that she was Tahara. The last known information about her was that she didn't have her, she wasn't a Nidah. It was not a Nidah. Right? So therefore, the Cheskes Tahara extends. If you hold, you know, again, if you hold Vesis Doraisa, all right, so then you hold Vesis Doraisa, there's a Chiyuv Bedika and so on. Okay? But again, we assume halacha that Vesis are Darbonah, just a moment. Okay, in other words, when it comes to the past, figuring out whether we have to be choshesh whether she actually saw Dam, so then we can assume no, maybe not, because the chazaka of what do you call it, the chazaka of Tara that she was not an Ida extends. But when it comes to she's going to get her period at some point. She's going to get it. Okay, there's no chazaka, she's not going to get her period ever again. Right? So projecting forward, that's a different story. Projecting forward, then we're going to say, if this is her time of Vesas, then there's no chazaka that she's not going to see. She's going to see, and has a very good chance she's going to see during this time. So therefore, when it comes to that, even though we hold Vesas Drabonon in terms of projecting backwards and not saying, no, we have to assume Shivadai saw. No, we don't have to assume Shivadai saw. Maybe we don't have to assume Shivan Suffolk saw. Okay. Maybe. Because the Cheskes Tara extends, but in terms of looking to the future, is she going to get her period? Well, she's going to get it. Okay, there's no chazaka that forever she's not going to get her period. She's going to get it, and she's probably going to get it during this vesis. So therefore, you have to be choshish and be porish, and that's the oraisa. You follow? Let's see it inside. That's the Yehuda's longest based on this gemara.
Maybe.
Okay. Yes. Question. Yeah.
According to the Nevi Yehuda's formulation, he says that categorically this type of chazaka doesn't help for the future at all. So if that's the case, why a couple should never be able to have, you know, tashrish without bedikos? Because you can't rely on this type of chazaka that she's not going to be to become an Ida during tashmish.
No, but it's the chazaka is only weakened at the time when she's expecting it. If she has a enochanami, she doesn't have a vesis, and you're right. But if she has a vesis, then if she has a fixed vesis, then the chazaka is only weakened, so to speak, when she has that time. But I don't think you
don't need a specific reyasa.
Of course, she's going to get her period, huh?
You don't need a specific reyasa in the chazaka. He says categorically, chazaka doesn't help.
The fact that she has a vesis, enochanami, you're right. If she doesn't have a vesis, the fact that she has a vesis indicates strongly enough that she's only going to get it during this time. She's not going to get it at random times, unless she does. In other words, it's not a matter of just the reyes of the chazaka. It's a question of, I don't think he means that you can never project forward. Let's see his words. Let's see his words, okay? Well, let's see what he says. Let's see in 35. This is Madura Kamen of Yehuda, Yerodea, Simon Nunhei, in this Jewish, right? He named Karnodo came to the Rav and said, "Give me quotes from the Shema Meisu Negerachah." He said, "Why?" The Shema Meis Lachash Pirush Rashi, end of the first line. The Shema Meis who Neger Hachazaka, Avol Shema Yomus Lo Marin Hachazaka B'Hachi. Who Pirush Advarim? The Adam Yesho Cheskes Chaim Kmo Shu Chay Arata Adayin Chay. Literally, till now, the assumption is still alive. Avol Ein La Adam Hachazaka Shelo Yomus Shavada Yomus Pam Achas. Okay, because to answer your question, we don't have an indication it'll be now. We don't have, we just don't know. All right. Okay. Good. That's in the past. She's going to become an Ida. That's That's what you're saying. Now hold on. Ulechach vestis lin less ulechamish samach levesa ulechula amen atorah lefi sharmin and chazaka aruch mizmano ba or yavo. Okay. In other words, the chazaka, the assumption she's gonna see dam nida is she's gonna see dam nida when the projecting the future. She's gonna see dam nida when she normally expects to see it. You follow? Not it's not quite parallel in that sense. That the guy is going to die. There's nothing indicating he's more likely to die. You know, if this guy would always die at the same time of the day, you know, someone could say that, but it's not no gay. But the woman, we're not saying that she'll never see. We're saying till now she didn't see, so we have a cheskes tara to go on. But she's going to see, and she's likely is going to see at the time that she's established, right? You hear? So that he says it again in this is Elz Yoredei Simon Dun Hey in Madur Tinyon. He says it again in Yoredei Simon Kuf Gimel. You look at the very end, okay? The last three lines. Avo Bevesta Shein Leisha Rach Cheskes Tara. The Chazok Azu Vada Asid the list. I'll call Ponim Pama Chastira. Or is it Dom and Cheskes Chaim and Chashin and Shema Tira? Come out the Chashin and Shema Yomos. That's the parallel. In other words, basically, according to Nodi Behuda, the Veses creates a chazoka that she will become a Nida. Okay, that sense I said it's like a Chaim. There's such thing as a Kriyas Veses. Her Veses, okay, Nida addresses your question. Her Veses creates a chazoka that she will become a Nida. That's what the Kriyas Veses does. She will become a Nida. Okay, if she has a vessel, that's a means. She's seen for the last 10 months, always on the 25th of the month, so it's going to see this year also, this month also on the 25th of the month, or whatever the vessel is. Kovea vessel creates a chazaka that she will become an Ida. Okay, and that can be the Raisa. That's the Raisa. Okay? But the Chia Bedika is only the Rabbanan, because the chazaka that she will become an Ida is countered by a chazaka Mikara. Okay, the status quo that she's not an Ida now. So therefore, when it comes to Bedika, that's a concern. That what is the Bedika to tell us? To make sure that the period of Nidus didn't already begin. The Bedika is a concern that the Nidus already began. So for that, the Chazak and the Mekar is good enough to tell us that it didn't begin. So the Bedika is only Darabanan. That's Vestas Darabanan. The Bedika is only Chayav Darabanan because we have a Chazak and the Rise that she wasn't. It didn't start. But the Chi of Prisha is based on the fact that the Nidus may begin at any moment during this Vesas. That's what the Vesas does. So therefore, the Chazok and Mitara is Chazok and Mikara, the original Chazok is not good anymore because it can't project any further into the future, into this time of Chazok and Mikara. Can project to the future, but not when there's a chazok against it. The chazok against it is the Veses that says she's going to get her period at this time. Okay? So therefore, the chazok of the Veses, which indicates that the Nidus is going to start soon, or whatever this time is, that weakens the chazok of the Mikar, and therefore, there's a chiyuv prisha of the Raisa. Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't it be true that if then you don't,
Well, the drasha of Izartim says that you have to be punished during that time. You mean, isn't it obvious because she's going to get it? No, the chazaka is just no, but the chazaka is going to get her period. You could still argue, what do I care? She's going to get her period. She didn't get it now, so I'm still mutter her, right? Right. In other words. Good. She's going to get her period today. Try nice. But right now, I look at her. She checks herself. She doesn't. Well, I forget she didn't check herself. She didn't get the period yet. So I looked at her. So comes the Josh and says, be Polish. That's the din. Daraisa. There are no Jews agreeing that the Rambam would hold the Daraisa. He's not necessarily saying, own the Rambam. But he's saying that It's deraisa. It's similar in a way. I mean, again, you know, every novi has his own signal, right? So every achron or you know mefarish has his own style. So the Rukhaim doesn't bring up you know the gemara in Gittin, but the Rukhaim just says there's a chalos. That's a deraisa. That's in his terminology. Chalos deraisa kviyas vesis, right? And he says that there's such a din, that he doesn't use that terminology, but he says he can't project forward because there's something against it standing in the way of that chazaka continuing. What's standing in the way? And that's why Nadi thought every minute. In that sense, you're right if your point is that it's not fully parallel to the Shemayomah's case, because Shemayomah's is every minute. But that's because you have nothing indicating when the Shemayomah's is more likely or less likely. So therefore, you have to be chosh every minute. So she has to stop eating chumah right away. Mashenu Kane. Mashenu Kane, the Nida situation, there is something telling us not just in general she's one day going to get her period, but she's going to get it at this time. That's what interrupts the chazakah or prevents the chazakah in the car being able to spread forward. That's the Raisa. And therefore, the Chiyav Prisha comes along the Torah and tells us during that time, there's a Chiyav Prisha the Raisa. Okay? Yes, good. Everyone got it? So that's some of the longest.
The way Rebbe was saying it, it sounded like Rebbe understood the Nodi Hirubi talking about Davka, Avesis Kavua. I didn't see in the Nodi Yehuda him saying that there's a chazakah that she sees at this time, that it should indicate that it's the
you're right. He didn't. No, if she doesn't have a Avesis, right? She doesn't have a Avesis Kavua. Then you're right. Then she doesn't do a Bedika. Right, because then she can get it any time. I mean, it would be the logical
thing. Have you known Yehuda Paskins that Bisman has
that? I don't know. I don't know. I would assume so, though, because it fits in. That's what you were saying before. It fits in.
Right? Does that mean we don't pass him like Yehuda?
And would he say there was absolute chiyuv bedika? We had. I mean. Just a moment. Yeah. I have to look at the whole rest of the tshuva. I don't remember now whether he says, whether he deals with that or not. I don't remember whether he deals with that or not. Yeah. I'll look at that further. Okay, I'll take a look. Okay, so that's what I wanted to bring out just to finish up. It took a little long, I thought, but always does. Okay, I'm going to stop this recording. I'll start writing another recording for the what I want to say on the Parsha's Noah. Okay.